for the last 2 weeks, I've spent a lot of time walking corn and soybean fields with our customers, you know, checking out how this crop is going to finish out. And yes, we've got a lot of very good crops out there. However, it's not perfect. And we have seen, or I am seeing, a lot of fungal disease in both corn and soybeans, which is to be expected when we've had as much precipitation as we've had this year. A lot of my areas, especially on the Iowa side of the river, have had anywhere from 8 to 20 inches of precipitation in the month of July alone, on top of somewhere around 4 to 8 inches in the month of June. And now in August, again, we've had that precipitation continues. And I know in Scott County, where I live, we were dumped with another 3 to 4 inches just in the past couple of days. So we continue to stay wet. And that continues to drive this fungal disease that we see in both corn and soybeans.